We will be talking today about the Megillah itself. What kind of a din does the Megillah have, and which darga of Kedusha, and which darga biyachas to the Kisvei HaKodesh? We know that there's Torah, and there's Nevi'im, and there's Ksuvim. Torah is Nitan Misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it Mipi HaGevurah. Then we have Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So, it's known B'Shem Reb Chaim that he said, what's the difference Nevi'im and Ksuvim? You're allowed to put one on top of the other. You're not allowed to put it on top of Torah. So what's the difference? Why is this called Nevi'im? That's called Ksuvim. So Bereskarov said B'Shem his father, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that Nevi'im was given to Baal Peh, to say over the Nevuah, and then to write it down. So the Ikar Din Nevuah was to say it Baal Peh, and then there was a Din to write it. And that's Kisvei HaKodesh. Then there's a Din of Ksuvim. Ksuvim, he says, was Lachatchila given B'Ksav, and then to read it Mitoch HaKsav, just like Megillas Eicha, that we learn out many Dinim of writing Kisvei HaKodesh from when Boruch Ben Neroyo wrote it Mipi or Mio. He says, who calls it Elias Advorim? Who Yikro Elias Advorim? Vani calls it Elias Sefer Ubadioi. So he says that the Ksuvim were given Lachatchila B'Ksav and to read it Mitoich HaKsav. Now we have Megillas Esther. We have to know, was it given Baal Peh? Was it given B'Ksav? And what kind of a Din Ksav? Before we go further, there's another Din that also the Briskerov talks about in Tamura. There's a din of Dvorim Shebiksav Ya Torah Shoyla Imran Baal Peh. So Tosfos says, how do we say Nevi'im and Ksuvim, different Psukim, we say Baal Peh? So Tosfos says in Tamura and Daf Yudalad Omid Beis that Dvorim Shebiksav Ya Torah Shoyla Imran Baal Peh was given only on Chumash. B'Shas the Isur was given on Torah, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim didn't exist yet. So on those, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. And the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side there on Tamura says that it's given also in Torah and also in Nevi'im and also in Ksuvim. All three were in the Isur of Dvorim Shebiksav Ya Torah Shoyla Imran Baal Peh. What was Nevuah? So Nevuah was given Baal Peh Lachatchila to say it over. Once it was Hashem Nevuah, there was a din to write it down. Once it was written down, it's also to say Baal Peh. One more Nekuda. I always had a kasha. How did the Nevi'im write Nevi'im? There's a din, Eila Mitzvahs, Eina Novi Rashoi Lechadesh Dobor Me'ato. It's also a Gemara and Tamura. Once it was given the Torah, so Nevi'im can add on to the Torah. So there was given Torah of Kisvei HaKodesh, of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Sefer Torah. So how did the Nevi'im add on? By saying a Nevuah, and then they added on Nevi'im and Ksuvim. L'chur, it should be, Eila Mitzvahs, Eina Novi Rashoi Lechadesh Dobor Me'ato. That I would say, and also the Gemara in the Dorim says in Daf Chof, Ilmole Chotu Yisrael, if the Yidden wouldn't do Averus, so we would only have Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Yeshua, the Sefer Yeshua. Why? Because it's Elko Shalaretz Yisrael, you need it for the Gvulos Oretz. So we see that that Nevi'im and Ksuvim, most of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, chutz from Yeshua, would not exist if not Chotu Yisrael. So again, we have to know, how do we add on Kisvei HaKodesh that has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh after there was given the Torah? So Bamis, it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. We read it yesterday on Shabbos. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem al Moshe alei lai yohara v'yishom, v'etun alucho es luchay so heaven, v'atoyro v'amitzvah shal kosavti lo yroisam. So the Gemara says, es luchay so heaven elu aluchay. V'atoyro is the chamisha chumshe toyro, is mikro. V'atoyro is a mikro. V'amitzvah is called the Mishnah. Asher kosavti elu nevim uksuvim. Lo yroisam is Gemara. So you see that we have already a remez in the Torah, Asher Kosavti, that there could exist Nevi'im Uksuvim. There's a mokum that it could be a Chotu Yisrael, or for its Elko Shalot Yisrael, that there is a metzius of having added Kosavti, Nevi'im Uksuvim, onto the Torah. So the Chura, that should be a mokar for having other Kisvei HaKodesh chutz from the Torah. Now we're talking about Megillas Esther. What kind of a Kisvei HaKodesh is that? So we have a Gemara, Davzayin Amid Aleph, First, the Gemara says, Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, "Batchila kavua b'shushan or b'soyes b'chol ha'olam kulay." That's darshaning the pasuk of Igeres Azoyes Hashenis. That first they were koveya in Shushan Purim, and then they were koveya b'chol ha'olam kulay. So you have to say that they were koveya in Shushan. That was the first year, and Shushan was the day after all the Medinas, and then b'chol ha'olam kulay was the next year. That's first of all. Second of all, it's interesting to point out the Ramban we brought last week in the beginning of the Masechta. The Ran says, B'shem the Ramban, that the Perazim were noeg for themselves Purim, and the Mukofim were not in such a big sakona, they were noeg it later. So how does that fit into this Gemara that it says, Batchila kavua b'shushan ulebasoif b'chol ha'olam kula? Maybe it goes on the takona derabona, not on the anhoga. That's a tzorichiyun. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Om Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shol Cholem Esther L'Chachomim. Esther sent, Rashi says, Shol Cholem B'Shon HaShniyah, L'Koyvo Aleim Choyvo. That means the first year they were Noyeg. It's the same Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda that he says, Batchila Kovua B'Shushan. What Kovua? Does it mean they were Noyeg in it? Or they made a takona in Shushan, or Bishas Tenes, there's a taz in Yochas Pesach, Bishas Tenes, it's even a doraisa to be moide. The later years, as the current for the Nes, could be a Darabonan and a Takona. So, Shol Cholem Esther L'Chachomim. Kvouni L'Doris. Kvouni, Rashi says, L'Yom Tov L'Kiriye Lius L'Shem. Rashi says that Esther wanted to be Kvouni her L'Doris. That means to read, that should be a Yom Tov, and it should be a reading. So why does Rashi say Lios Li L'Shem? Why does Rashi add on Lios Li L'Shem? Rashi should say to be Koveya, Purim for the Nes. Why does he say Lios Li L'Shem? Maybe because the Gemara says Kvouni L'Doros. She's talking about herself, as if talking about herself. You should be Koveya Mi L'Doros. So it's more than just being Koveya the Nes. She wanted it should be a Zikaron for the Inyan that Esther herself had a Shaychus to this Nes. So she says Liyomtiv, Kvouni Liyomtiv. The Pashtut would mean just that there should be a day of Purim for a Nes. But it could be that she wanted it to be on her name. And Likriye, Lios Li L'Shem, it should be a Zikoron for her, L'Shem, that she was a Shaykh to the Nes. Maybe we would add on, because the Gemara in Chulin says, Estom min Atero Minayin. And the Gemara says, Haster, Haster, and everybody, all the Mefarshim say, because it's limud for that B'Shas Hester upon him, there's still Ashgocha, and there's a whole pattern going on that we might not know about, but it's Behester upon him. So Memele, she said, Kvouni L'Dor, she Dafka wanted it to be a Kvius for the name Esther, that we should remember that there is such an Anhoge. So then the Chazal answered her, Sholchulo, Kino at Moireres Aleinu Lebeino Umois. If it will be Koveya, such a piercing for the Inyan of Purim, so it will be a Kino Lebeino Umois. Rashi says that the Umois will say, Anu Smechim Lazkir Mapalotan. We're happy that they fell. So that's Lechura Shaykh only by the time of Ahasuerus. That's Hashta Anan Adain Achati Anan Avdi Ahasuerus. That it wasn't a Geula Legamri. They still were Meshuba to the Malchus. And that's why the Gemara says we don't say Halal. Sholcholayim, so she answered to Chazal, Kvar Ksuvani al Divrei Yomim Lamalchim Odayu Poras. So Rashi says, V'shom Yuroin Mashi'ir Aloem Alidei Yisroel. So anyway, they know there is a piersum about the Nes of Purim. So Memele, she's not more kina than there is al Malchim Odayu Poras. So that's what it says Be'emis in the end of the Megillah, where it says that she sent to them Hashemis, and she wanted Kvouni L'Doros. That Hamaso Matn is Lechur at the end of the Megillah, and that's where it says, Alein Ksuvim al Divrei Ayomim L'Malchim Odayu Poras. Even though it says there, it says, V'chol Masei Tok Poyu Gvurosoy Poroshas Gedulas Mordechai Shor Gidlo Yamelech. Those are the things that are written, Amalchim Odayu Poras, and Tok Poyu Tok Fushon Nes. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Rav Rav Chanine, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviv, Masnu B'kulei Seidomot Kol, Ki Aizug Echulef, Rav Yochanan, Ma'al Rav Yonatan, Shol Cholem Esther L'Chachomi, Kisvuni L'Doris. This is another Gemara. The Gemara says, B'Shem Adar Amorim, Kisvuni L'Doris, write me down L'Doris, that what? That she should be written down L'Doris in Kisvei HaKodesh. Shol Cholem, Aloi Kosavti L'Cho Shileishim, Shileishim B'Loi Ribein, that there's three times that are mentioned Melchemes HaMolek, and you shouldn't mention it four times, just three times. And there's an in Shmois by the Vayovay Amolek, and the Mishnah Torah Zochar Sashar Osoloch Amolek, and the Sefer Shmuel the Melchoma of Shaul with Amolek, and Shlomo HaMelech says something that's mentioned three times, you shouldn't mention it four times. So here the Ritvos says that really, what does it have to do? The Pasuk really is talking about Shlomo HaMelech himself, that he wrote Mishlei Koheles and Shir Hashirim, and on himself he said not to write a fourth thing. What does it have to do with Melchemes Amalek? So he says that it's a koshken, since you see by Shlomo HaMelech that he wasn't allowed to say a fourth thing at that time, so also by Amalek, Esther can write a fourth time. HaKopanim is a limud, not a fourth time. HaChemotu Lemikro Kosov Batoiro. That we count them as one. All the places that are written in the Torah about Amalek is all counted as one time written in the Torah. What it says Zikoron is what's written in the Nevi'im, that's in the in Tanakh Shmuel, the Melchom of Shaul with Amalek. And this really fits in with what we said before, B'Shem Reb Chaim. Nevi'im is Baal Pen, then B'Ksav, and K'suvim is B'Ksav first. So when we say Zikoron, Mashikosub B'Nevi'im, Zikoron could be also Baal Pen. It doesn't have to dafke mean B'Ksav. That means B'Ikor was Baal Pen L'chatchila. And B'Sefer, Mashikosub B'Megillah, because it will be K'suvim. And K'suvim is a Sefer. It's B'Ikor or Adin Sefer. So Memela, they found our posik that really it's only written twice, and Torah is all called one ksav. Memela, you could write it down a third time. Ketanoi. So the Gemara is toilet and tanoim. So it's mashakosuv kan. Zikorin mashakosuv b'mishneh Torah. So it's twice. Besefa mashakosuv banvim divrab Yeshua. So it comes out that it's already written three times, and you can't write it a third time. There can't be a milchemes Amalek in ksuvim. Zikoron, Mashikosov Banavim. Besefa, Mashikosov Benegillah. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lozar. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, so Megillah says there wasn't Nitan Likosim. And if you're a blazer, it was Nitan Likosim. Then the Gemara says, Omar Avido Moshmuel, Esther Eino Metamos Ayodai. That there was a takona, Gzera from the Yud Ches Dover. That Sforim, Sifrei HaKodesh or Metamei Sayodayim, they were gezeret because people used to hide truma near the Sforim, and they said Zeh Kodesh v'Zeh Kodesh, so one should be next to the other, and then the mice used to come and eat from the truma, so mele they ate from the Sforim, they were mazik the Sforim, Mekal kill them, so they were gezeret that Sifrei HaKodesh is Metamei Sayodayim, and mele they won't get near the Sifrei HaKodesh, but that's only Kisrei HaKodesh. So if we say that Esther is not Metamei Sayodayim, that means it's not from Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, L'meimre, D'Somo Shmuel Esther Lav Beruach HaKodesh Nemro, that Esther wasn't given Beruach HaKodesh, that means it was just written Al Yidei Chazal, or Anshe Knesset Gdola, but not Beruach HaKodesh, and it doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. V'Omo Shmuel Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemro, it was given Beruach HaKodesh, and if it was given Beruach HaKodesh, the Gemara held that it should have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, and Memela should be Metamei Sayodayim. So Gemara says, Nemro Likros V'le Nemro Lichtov, it was given Baal Peh to say, and not to write it down. Lefi Shmuel, it was Beruach HaKodesh, but Beruach HaKodesh not to be written as Kisvei HaKodesh, but to be said Baal Peh. So Lefi Shmuel, there would be another category. There's Torah, and there's Nevim, which is Baal Peh, and then Biksav, and then there's Ksuvim, which is Biksav, and then to read it Mitoch HaKsav, and then we have Esther that was given Likro, Rashi says, we'll see the Rashi inside, Udoma Kerabishua Doma Le'el. That goes on, we'll read the Rashi soon. Rashi, the Gemara says, Meisvei, Sereb Meir says, Kerele Seinu Matami Sayodai Machlekes B'Shir Ashirim Shaila Zivrez Kishvei HaKodesh, Rabbi Yosef Yema Shir Ashirim Matami Sayodai Machlekes B'Kereles, Rabbi Shimon Yema Kerele Mikulei B'Shamay M'chum Rebbe Yisilel, Aval Rus V'Shir Ashirim B'Esther Matami Sayodai. So we see that Esther is Metamei Sayodayim, so it does have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, so it's kosher on Shmuel that he says that it doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Udama Kerabi Yeshua, so Rashi says, Doma Loel, Zoyz Mashikosu Batur, Zikon Mashikosu B'Mishna Tur, B'Sefer Mashikosu B'Nevim, Aval B'Megila, Loinitno Likosev, Elo Legoyoso Alpeh, V'Likroiso. Megila wasn't given to be written down, only to study it Balpeh, and to read it. So you see, The Rashi says that it would be a din bal peh, just to say it bal peh, not b'chsav. So Tosfos asks, Nemro likros v'lei nemro lichtev. Lefi Shmuel, it was given to be read and not to be written. Mashma desova demuto likros al peh. So he asks, but there's a Mishnah that kora al peh lo yotza, and that's a Mishnah. How does Shmuel argue on a Mishnah? V'rav nami doma lekomon tzorich letoifro begidin, lekoisvo letoifro begidin, you see that you need to write it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Mkor ben aksuvim lo yotza. וכך נראה לפרש לא דקונו לא ניתנו לכוסף ברוח הקודש אבל מדרבונו ניתנו לכוסף ולקרוס. That means ברוח הקודש it wasn't given to be written, but מדרבונו you're supposed to write it down and read it. So then he asks from the Gemara in Yuma that it was ניתן לכוסף. The Gemara says נמשו לאסתו לילס השחר מה שחר סויף הלילה אף אסתו סויף הניסים. The Gemara is by Kachanika is also a nest. The Gemara says nitan likosev. So the Gemara says that's only if it's nitan likosev, but the Madama lo nitan likosev, what's the pshat? So then it tells Abel Chonon the ksiva de Megillah Ma'anya Tfei. That means that it's written, even though that Chanukah is also written in Megillah Stainis, but ksiva de Megillah, the tzricha gidim, the siotu, the kamad vorm, the letzricha be Megillah Stainis. There's a stronger din, a higher level of ksiva in a Megillah, even if lo nitan likosev. But it's lo nitan likosev as a kisvei hakodesh. But it's nitan likosev midrabbona. The Rambam says, now say over from the Brisker Rav, he has a inyan about this nitan likosev, and then we'll talk about it. The Rambam says, ein kisvei samgila ela bidyoi ala gvil oy ala klaf kesefer toira. The tzricho siotut ketoira atzmo vein oyer shelo tzorich labit. So there's tzorich labit lishmo. If the Rambam says that it has dinim like a Sefer Torah, because we learn out Kamito Shel Torah, and it doesn't need a Ibud Lishmo. Hoyso Ksuva Lanyar Ola Yaoyer, Sheino Meubud, Oshe Kosvo Nochi Apikuris Psula. It has to be Meubud, but it doesn't have to be Meubud Lishmo. So he says, it's Shver. Why the din of Ibud Lishmo is different than the Sefer Torah? In the Sefer Torah you need a Ibud Lishmo, and by Megillah you don't need a Ibud Lishmo. And the Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam says that because a Megillah is called the Sefer, it really needs a Ibud Lishmo. So why did the Rambam say you don't need a Ibud Lishmo? So the Brisker Rav says that there's two dinim in Megillah. There's two Megillahs, in fact. There's a Megillah for reading it, for being Yotze Yedei Chayv and Purim. And chutz from that, there's a din Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh, that it's one of the Ksuvim like all other Sforim. And to be a din of Kisvei HaKodesh needs more dinim, and to be Yotzei a dinim Megillah, it could have less of the dinim of Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's also enough to be Yotzei. And he goes on to say that we see that it's Kisvei HaKodesh because it says, the Sidron Shel Ksuvim, Donielu Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther is one of the Sidron Shel Ksuvim. So obviously that Gemara holds that it is from the Kisvei HaKodesh. And also the halacha is that Esther is metame sayodayim. Why? Because it's kisvei hakodesh. Then there's dinim that we see that it's called igeres and it's called a sefer. That some things is like a sefer Torah and some things not. Why? Because the biyotze the din kriyas hamegila it could be without all the dinim of a sefer Torah. Also it brings a raya because the Gemara says. Until it's written ala sefer ubadyoy. So Gemara is melolam. So we learn out ksiva ksiva. Just like by Vatichtoy Vester Amalko, and it says vani koisev ala sefer ubadyoy. That the din of ksiva sforim has to be ala sefer ubadyoy. So why do you need the din of ksiva ksiva? We have divrei sholem beemes shetei kamito shel toro. Only the pshat is take Amito Shel Torah, we learn out certain dinim that it should have a din like Megillah, but, like Sefer Torah, but it doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, so that's why we learn out Ksiva Ksiva to add on more dinim to the Megillah. Then it brings a raya that there's two dinim from the Gemara we read. The Gemara says from Shmuel that it was neat Nemro Likros Vloy Nemro Lichtev, and Tosfos says, I call al Pelo Yoso, so he says that Midrabbona they wrote it down. That means, and the Ritva says like that Takona Sanche Knesset Gdolah was Likros, and then later on there was a Takona of the Rabbanon of writing it down. And so the Ritva is Masber, that the din of Likrei Baal Peh is only a din de Rabbona. He says, V'tirtzu, da'ini de Rabbona ba'alma, v'loi mitakona san shekinesa agdola. Means there was a later takona mit de Rabbona to write it down, and that Korah Baal Peh lo yotze. So before that takona de Rabbona, so even if Korah Baal Peh was yotze. V'anochen, de lekule alme nitno likosev likrois bov lotzes boi de choyvo. מה דומה שלא ניתנו לכוסף? היינו שלא ניתנו לכוסף בכלל כיס והקודש לעניין שכסיב קדושו לעניין לתמיס הידיים. דומה דומה לא ניתנו לכוסף ואוכי קרומה לו דאסטר אינו מתמיס הידיים. דומה דומה that he says לא ניתן לכוסף, he doesn't say לא ניתן לכוסף, he says אסטר אינו מתמיס הידיים. ממילו he knows that לא ניתן לכוסף. So therefore the ריטבו says that the pshat is, it was nitan likosev to be yotzei de choyva, but not nitan likosev kedei to be kisvei hakodesh letamei sayodayim. So we see there is an inyan by Megillah that it could be something in between, that it's a Megillah for yotzei de kriyas haMegillah, but it's not dafka from the chovdal, it's from kisvei hakodesh. וכדחזינו דאף לשמול דלא ניתנו מגילה ססטר לכוסף בכלל גין כיס והקודש מכל מקום איזבודים כסיבה לעניין יוצס ידי חויבס מגילה. So we see that the עצם כסיבה of מגילה is a din by itself to be יוצס ידי מגילה פורם. Then if it has a din of כיס והקודש, that doesn't have to do with the הלוחס of מגילה for פורם. Then the Brusker Rav brings that Rashi says in Bobe Basra that it says there, who wrote all this form, the Sefer Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So the Gemara Babasa Daf Tezvov says, Anshe Knesset HaGdola wrote Yechezkel, and Tereyosar, and Daniel, and Megillas Esther. And Rashi says, Ve'eini yodea loma loikosva Yechezkel ba'atzmoy. Why didn't Yechezkel himself write his Sefer like most of the Nevi'im? Im loy mipnei shloy nitno nevuah likosev b'chutz loretz v'kosvu meilu lachar shebo'u loretz. Yechezkel was in chutz loretz, so he didn't write the sefer. And you only write the Rashi's Mechadish that you could write sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh only in Eretz Yisrael. And he goes on to say v'chein sefer Daniel shoye b'goylo v'chein Megillas Esther. So he says arei nevuah midivrei Rashi the Megillas Esther nichtevu lachar shebo'u loretz, that Megillas Esther was written only after they came into Eretz Yisrael, because he says V'chein Megillas Esther, the Anshe Knesset HaGdola wrote it. Why? Because it had to be written in Eretz Yisrael, so it wasn't written in Chutz Lartz. So yes, B'seder Oilam, it says Boisei Hazman L'shono Abo Nema V'tichtov Esther, that Esther wrote it. Also in our Gemara we saw that it says that Esther said Kvoni L'doiris and Kasvuni L'doiris, and that by the beginning it was B'shushan, and afterwards B'chol Olam Kulo, so it had to be the next year, and it was in Chutz Lo'ed. And Rashi in Megillas Esther, he says V'ichtev Mordechai es advorim v'ele Megillah zu k'mo shehi sholach v'en. That means he sent a Megillah to the Rabbonon, so that means he sent the Megillah that he wrote in Chutz Lo'ed. So if so, Rashi is so Rashi says he can write Kisvei HaKodesh in Chutz Lo'ed, that it should be called a Sefer. And here he says that they wrote Megillas Esther and Chutz Lo'ed. Okay, nafi mashkosavti advarim mevorim etik. Do delay nitno nevuah likosev b'chutz lo'etz. Haynu rak al ksivoso b'ruach ha'kodesh v'nevuah. Shebozeh udechal bo toiras kisvei ha'kodesh v'nechsheves miklal ha'ksuvim. To be called written in ruach ha'kodesh and nevuah, to be called kisvei ha'kodesh, that you can't write it in Chutz Lo'etz. אבל אין זה שייך כלל לדין כסיבס מגילה שהוא דין כסיבה בפני עצמו לא תעשי ידי חבס מגילה. But just to be יצא ידי חבס מגילה, you don't need it, should be called the כסבי הקודש and ברוח הקודש. So ממילה, that you could write in חוץ לו. So what the Rashi is in the Megillah says, in the Megillah, ויכתב מרדכי כמו שהוא שולח להם, so that was written in חוץ לורץ. But later, the Megillah, that's the כסבי הקודש, that was the Anshe Knesset HaGdola wrote it. That means it was written twice. It was written once by Mordechai in Chutz Laretz, and it didn't yet have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, but it had enough of a din of Kvoni L'doiros, and then it was written by Knesset HaGdola in Eretz Yisrael. So what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Sitron Shel Ksuvim, and it says that the Anshe Knesset HaGdola wrote it, would mean that we're talking about not the Megillah of being Yotze, but the Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh. So we have to be Mechalek and remember that once we're talking about this kind of Megillah, and once we're talking about another kind of Megillah. וזהינו תולי כלל בקסיבוסו ברוח הקודש, וכי דחזינה דגם לשמואל דלו ניתנו מגילה ססטר לקוסם כלל ברוח הקודש, גם כן נסבודים קסיב. You see that שמואל that holds that there wasn't given a din of רוח הקודש to write the Megillah, but still there is a din of קסיב, because it called al פלו יוצא. So you see that it could be such a din that it shouldn't be כסבי הקודש, and still you יוצא. So at this point, we should ask that it says that Rashi said, "Ve'yichtiv Mordechai," and this is the pasuk that the Briskerov brings down as the Megillah that was written in Chutz Laaretz and with the din of Megillah without Kisvei HaKodesh. So it says, "Ve'yichtiv Mordechai." "Ve'yichtiv Mordechai es hadvorim ha'ele." Rashi says, "Hi a Megillah azoyis kemoyis shehi," just like we see the Megillah. "Vayishlach sforim el kol ha'yudim asher b'chol medinos ha'melech ha'chashveirosh akroivim v'orechoikim." And this was written. This is the same pasuk that Rashi brings down that it was written in Chutz Laaretz. "Shezeh ya bagoyla," and this was without the din of Ruach HaKodesh. So be'emes, in this Megillah kemoyis shehi, there are all the psukim that it says that Esther b'ruach hakodesh nemra. Do you have to say, as kimu v'kiblu, and it says bezichom lo Yosef mizarom? Do you have to say that these psukim that it says the ruach hakodesh nemra, and it's the same pasuk that Shmuel says kimu v'kiblu, that we know that Esther b'ruach hakodesh nemra? Those psukim mean that it was said Baruch HaKodesh, but was it given Baruch HaKodesh to be written? So that's another inyan. One inyan is the words of the Megillah, did the happenings in the Megillah happen Baruch HaKodesh? What it says Kimu V'Kiblu means that the Baruch HaKodesh was said that Kimu V'Kiblu Milamato and Milamala, but was it given to be written? So that's another Ruach HaKodesh, to write it or not to write it. So Be'emes, the Turi Evan asks, on the Gemara later in Davzai Nomentala from the bottom, the Gemara says, Tanya, the Blazer Oima, Esto Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. So he brings a posik, Vayoyim Oman Beliba in Vatisa. There's a whole bunch of Manda Omrim that they bring Psukim, that Esto Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, and they bring a posik that it says that was Baruch HaKodesh. So the Turi Evan asks, who says that the whole Megillah was given Baruch HaKodesh? Maybe one part was Baruch HaKodesh. That was Baruch HaKodesh. But it doesn't mean that everything that happened was Baruch HaKodesh, and the whole words of the Megillah was given Baruch HaKodesh. Maybe the Chachomim wrote it, and they included things that were Baruch HaKodesh, and brings a wrath. Shlomo HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh. It says that Hashem was Nigleh Lov Begivon, and different times Hashem talked to him. He had Nevuah, he had Ruach HaKodesh. But still, some Mandomim say that Koheles is not the Ruach HaKodesh. So you see that even a person that has Ruach HaKodesh, even by a Metzias of Ruach HaKodesh, sometimes there isn't Ruach HaKodesh. Not everything is Baruach HaKodesh. So it could be that the Megillah is not Baruach HaKodesh, but there are certain psukim that have in it Ruach HaKodesh. So in order to answer the Turi Evans kasha, what's the pshat in the Gemara of Nemra Baruach HaKodesh, or Loi Nemra Baruach HaKodesh, and from this the Gemara asks, V'amar Shmuel, how do you say that it's not Metam Yisrael? But Shmuel said Baruach HaKodesh Nemra. So you have to say that if it was Nemra, some parts Baruach HaKodesh, so that means there was Nigla to them Ruach HaKodesh, that this should be the words of the Megillah, that we should know either Baal Peh or Biksav. So Memele, the whole Megillah was given to them that to include this, or including in everything else. They were masking Baruch HaKodesh to the whole Megillah, that everything is right and it should be written. So that's called Ruach HaKodesh. Then we should ask, the Gemara says, Shmuel says, "Einam Tamas Yadayim Lemeimor Desovo Shmuel Esto Lav Baruch HaKodesh," but he says it was given Baruch HaKodesh. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Esther Einam Tamas Yadayim is the Megillah that it was Nitan for being Yotzei Dechavas Megillah? What he says, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, is Nemra means, if you wrote it, Betruas Kisvei HaKodesh. Ella, that maybe is not kosher, because when he says Esther Eino Metamos Adam, he's talking about the tzur of Kisvei HaKodesh, and of that he would be saying that Eino Metamos Adam. So if so, what is the Gemara asking from Shmuel? That is Nemro Baruch HaKodesh. It doesn't mean that it has to be Metamis HaYodayim. It could be Nemro Baruch HaKodesh, but it wasn't Metamis HaYodayim. So maybe the Brisker Rav is going to the Maskone after the Gemara says Nemro Likos, Le Nemro Likos. So then we see that there could be a Metzias of Korea without Ksiva. So how do we know that there's a din of Kisvei HaKodesh Bechlal? Maybe it was Nemro Likos, Le Nemro Likos. And there's that means Lefi Shmuel, there won't be a din of Kisvei HaKodesh Bechlal. It would only be Midar Rabbonah. So how do we know Lefi the Rabbonah that there's two dinim? Because it's also Metame Sayodayim. So where's the Mekor for it to know that there's two kinds of Megillahs? Another thing we have to ask, the Rambam in Ilchus Sha'ar Obus Atumus, the Brisker Rav mentions it in the beginning, Perktes, he talks about that Kisvei HaKodesh is metamin es hayodayim. Lo divrei Torah bilvad, elo kol Kisvei HaKodesh, afilu shir ha-shirim bekelet shen divrei chochmo, metamin es hayodayim. Targum shebezro v'shem b'daniel, arayu meklal Kisvei HaKodesh, targum shkos v'ivri, zivro shkos v'ivri, targum shkos v'ivri, Kisvei HaKodesh, v'savivri, eno metamin es hayodayim, ad shiksuvin, ashuris alorum badyoy. So the Breskov brings, so you see that the Rambam says that it's metamin es hayodayim. Esther is metamin es hayodayim. It's because he says, "Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, afilu shir ha-shirim b'kehelet, shein divrei chochma metamin es hayodayim." So what we need to understand is, lefi the Brisker Rav, he says there's two dinim of Megillah. There's the Megillah of Hilchas Megillah, which is to be yotzei yedei chayv, and there's the Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh. Why doesn't the Rambam be mechalek? And he says that Kisvei HaKodesh is metamin es hayodayim. That's only a certain kind of Megillah, says that that's with all the dinim of Kisvei HaKodesh, but the din of Megillah that wasn't written like Kisvei HaKodesh, that one is not Metamis HaYodayim. The Rambam should have been Meshayer and say that there's Chilukim. Then the Brisker Rav goes on to say, one more kasha is the field Rashi. He brings a rhyme from Rashi, from the Stira and Rashi, that there's two kinds of Megillah. There's a Megillah that you can write in Kutzal, that's a B'yetzi and a Megillah. And then there's the Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh that was written in Eretz Yisrael. And what he says, Shol Cholem Lechachomim, Pashtus, we would have said that's Dan Shekines HaGdolah that wrote Megillah Sester. Lefi the Brisker Rav, but he throws Pshat in the Rambam, so it would be Kisvuni Ledoros, that it not be Kedei to read it, and not Kedei that should be a Zikron Anes. Kisvuni Ledoros, another Deen. The one that had the Deen of Megillah Sester we had already. That was Mordechai wrote it in Chutzlorz. But now he needed a din to write it out Kisvei HaKodesh, and for that we needed Pesukim. The Shaila is, so it comes out that there's two Memras. The Memra of Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that Kovuni Ledoros to be read it, and Kinat Meireres Aleinu Lebein Omus, that was the first din of Megillah. And then another one that it says Kovuni Ledoros, that's another din. That would be the din of Kisvei HaKodesh, or maybe that would be a little bit of a makor to the Rambam, that it's two memers. Kvouni Ledoros is the Megillah of reading it, and Kosvuni Ledoros is the Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gab is the din of Ibud Lishmo, so the Brisker Rav says that the din of Ibud Lishmo is only a din in the Kedusha. When you're talking about the Etzem Kedusha of a Megillah of Kisvei HaKodesh, then you need Ibud Lishmo. But Lefize Nire, the Bemegillah din is by the din Ksivos HaMiuchedes. Shenikris linyan zeh sefer eino inyan klal inyan Kisvei HaKodesh shelo. Vafi meino metamos hayodayin, it's still called a sefer and it's called Igeres, because it's a din Megillah to be yotze. Vimken hari nimtzo de beksiva zu hamiuchedes shel Megillah, de nikris linyan zeh sefer, the din of kesefer pera, ein bo zeh mishum kedusha klal. Vegam adin ibud shelo im din ksivas Megillah atzmo, shedino sheino nichteves elo ala sefer, veino shayich ledin kedusha oso. So Memele, you don't need a Yibud Lishmo to be Yotze Yedei Megillah for Kriyas HaMegillah. Amol Din Yibud Lishmo, Shehu Din HaTolei BeKedusha, B'Din HaZmona Milse, that's a separate Din of Sefer Torah Megillah. It's mashma from the Brisker Rav that Kedei to be Metamis HaYodayim, you would need Yibud Lishmo. So it comes out there's two kinds of Megillahs. One is a Ibud Lishmo, and it's Metamis Hayadayim. And the regular, the Megillah is not Ibud Lishmo. You don't need Ibud Lishmo, and it's not Metamis Hayadayim. It's interesting that the Rambam himself doesn't say it. He should have said it. All Kisra Kodesh and Megillas Esther, when it's Metamis Hayadayim. There's one more Rambam in the end of Hilchas Megillah. Kol Sifrei Hanaviim b'chol haksuvim asidin libotel limois haMoshiach chutz miMegillas Esther hari kayemes kechamisha chumshei Toiro vekilchos shel Toiro shebal peh she'eino betelin lo'ilo. Megillas Esther is not botel. All Sifrei Hanaviim haksuvim are botel, and they bring them a car from the Gemara Nadarim. We mentioned that we would only have chamisha chumshei Toiro and Elko shel Eretz Yisrael, we'd have Yeshua. But all the Nevi'im Uksuvim is because they were choyte and lost in love, will be the Tikkun HaSholem, we won't need Nevi'im Uksuvim. Megillah says, so b'kayom kechamisho chum shei Toiro, v'kealochet shel Toiro shebal peh, she'enon b'teilin lo'ilom. Just like halochet of Toiro shebal peh are not boto, so Megillah says there won't be boto. Why do you need to say both? Maybe kechamisho chum shei Toiro, just like the Torah is not boto, this is not boto. Maybe because there's a mekor from the Torah itself. Ksev zeisikon basefer. So you see from basefer we learn out that you write Megillah Esther. So memele, there's a mekor in the Torah itself. It's more than the mekor of Asher Kosavti Leiroisham, which is Nevi'im Uksuvim. That could include Yeshua. And the Rambam doesn't say Yeshua. But since it says ksev zeisikon basefer, so basefer would be called Megillas Esther. But if so, if that would be right, so then Shmuel also shouldn't be voted, because in Shmuel there's also the Mechones Amalek of Yeshua, and it says Ksev Zois Zikoroin and Basefer. But he says Kol Sifrei Nevi'im Uksuvim would be voted. So Memela, we can't say that that's the reason. Then he says Kilcha Shel Torah Shebal Peh She'enon B'teilin Lo'ilam, because it's a Darabon of Torah Shebal Peh. Ta'af Al Pi שכל זיכרון הצורס היא בוטל, שנאמר, כי נשכחו הצורס הראשון וצריכי נסתרו מעיני, all the zikron of the צורס will be bottle, because it says a pasuk that it would be forgotten, all the צורס הראשון and would be נסתרו מעיני, and pashtus the pshat is because we will understand the pattern of all the happenings, and we will see that the צורס themselves just brought Geula and Yeshua. We will see in the צורס itself the Yeshua, and maybe that's why it would be נשכחו. וימי הפורים לא יבוטלו, שנאמר וימי הפורים האלה לא יעברו מתוך היהודים, וזיכרון לא יוסף מזרום. So the Rambam says, Megillas Esther won't be bottle, and ימי הפורים won't be bottle. Then the Rambam asks on him, דובר הדיוטס הוא זה, כי לא יבוטל ספר מכל הספרים, שאין ספר שאין בו לימוד, we need it for a לימוד. אבל כך אמרו, אפילו יבוטלו שאר ספרים מלקריס בוהם, מגילה לא יתיבוטל מלקריס איזו בציבור. Even we won't be able to read all this foreign Betzibur, but Megillah we will always be reading Betzibur. Kopanim, the Rambam says that Megillas Esther won't be bottom. What we could ask is that there's two dinim of Megillah. The Brisker Rab says there's the Megillas Esther that's Ksuva ben Aksuvim, there's the Megillas Esther to read for Purim Lezecha Anes. So Lechura, I would think Lefi Zeh that the Megillas Esther of the Ksuvim should be like all Nevi'im Ksuvim, since it was even given later. It wasn't even the first Takana. The first Takana was Kriyas HaMegillah from a Megillah to be Yotzei Yedei Chayva. So what's Botel, what's not Botel, should be the Megillas Esther of the Derabbanon of the Hilchos Torah Shebal Peh, just the Megillah that you're Yotzei Yedei Chayva. But the Din Megillah of Ksivas of Ksuvim of Kisvei HaKodesh, Lechura, that could be bottle like all Nevi'im Uksuvim. That doesn't have to do with the Zichron Anes. The Rambam says that Megillah Esther is not bottle, it just talks in general. All the Megillah Esther is not bottle. The Brisker Rav goes on to bring a raya, and he says that in Megillah, in Daf Tzayin, it says, Vov Devai Zoso, Tzorich Lemim Teche Bezkif. That the Vov of Aizoso, so Ikedamer Bekzivoso, Ikedamer Bekriyoso, that the Vov of Aizoso, we write it very large. And some say to pull, the Gemara says to pull it out, this kifah should be tall. What we're going to do is to write the vav, and the top of the vav doesn't go straight like a roof, only we make it like slanted, like a point, it comes to a point. The medaktikim, that's called lamim techei biskifah, it's like pulling it up. That's the minig, at least by the Ashkenazi. And some say bikurosa, some say biksivosa. That means biksivosa lemim terei, to pull it out, to stretch it. And some say bikurosa, that we read it and we make it a longer, like vayezosa. We read the vav longer. Then there's another din. All shiros we write is a long line and a short line. That means it's a breakup of the line. It's not all one long line. It's a wider part and a shorter part. Wider and shorter. That's called Oriach al Gabi Levena. But Aseres Bnei Haman and Malchi Knan is Oriach al Gabi Oriach and Levena al Gabi Levena. That means it's straight up and down, the same size of Shur, and in between is the space. Why? Because it shows us, it tells us that Kulam were wiped out all at once. In fact, there's a tshuva from the Netziv and the Meshiv Dovar that you don't have to be makpid to write Parshat Dosa and Dalfin Asposa all straight. The beginning of the line is straight, but the end of the word should be all straight up and down. He says, he brings a raya that you don't have to do that. It could still be like Parshat Dosa will be longer and Arida will be shorter, but as long as they're all in one line. And that's still called Ariach al Gabi Ariach. Usually we're makpid to write that the names Parshat Dosa and Dalfin Asposa, it should all be written in one column, and the beginning is straight and the end is straight. How do we do that? First we write Parshat Dosa, which is the longer word, and then under that we write all the other ones, and then Arida and Arisa have to pull out the Resh and the Dalet today that they should be even. But the Meshiv Dovah, the Netziv, says it's not necessary. And the kasher is, the Rambam doesn't bring down these two halachas, that vav devaizoso tzorich lemim techei beskifa, and he doesn't bring down the din of aseres b'nei homan, that they should be ariach al gabi ariach. The Magid Mishnah says that he doesn't know why the Rambam was mashmit these two dinim. So then the Brisker Rav says that lefiyaz yisod, it's understandable, because the dinim of how to write it, the vav devaizoso, or the aseres b'nei homan, that they should be ariach al gabi ariach, or dinim of mesoris. And dinim of mesoris is only dinim in kisvei hakodesh, how to write it. He says, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Tomilcha Sefer Torah, Yesh dvorim acherim shlo nemru begemora v'noagu bem haseferim, v'kabonu b'yodom ish mipi ish. ואין שיהיו מיניין השיטין שבכל דף ודף לא יפוחס משמונה ורבוי ולא יסר על שישי. The Rambam says that the minyan of the lines in the Sefer Torah shouldn't be more than 60. All Sefer Torah have 60 lines, or it should be shmoyna varboim, and some are gurus here that really means membeis, 42 kenegedim asois of in parshas in Masi. In fact, there should be here the Agros Maimonides, and also the Megillus, and also Megillus Esther should be written in Membeis Shuras. And Vagos Maimonides definitely says it. I'm not sure if he says it here, or he says it in Hilchos Megillah. But he says that it should be Membeis Shuras. Therefore, when you write Megillus of 11 Shuras, to be Yotze two Shitas, that Aseres Bnei Haman should be Amud by itself, and it shouldn't be bigger Osis like the Gros says. So we're Metzarev Teshitas and make 11 Shuras. So we're not Mekayim, the Inyan of Membeis Shuras. The Gros himself, his Megillah, the way he writes it, is that it should be Membeis Shuras, and the Aseres Bnei Haman don't have to be a Amud Bifnei Atzmo, just at the end of the Amud, its last 11 Shuras, starts with Parshat Dosa and finishes with Aseres. Yeah. So these are things that were written by Mesoris. The Brisker Rav says that things that are by Mesoris, the Rambam doesn't mention them. Kremuchach b'sefer Torah sheyesh Mesoris meyotzeis gedolos veyotzeis ktanos, kemevuah b'Rambam perek zayin hilchos sefer Torah sheyesodem by Mesoris ish mipi ish. He says in perek zayin halacha ches, v'izoya b'oseis hagedolos u'b'oseis hakatanos. We don't have it in our Sefer Torah, but an old Sefer Torah from a few hundred years ago, you can find it. Also in the Chsam Sofer, in Yoredeya, Be'erech, Shuvah Reisha, in Beis or Reish Ayin Vov, he has the tzuras of these Oishis that used to be. The Oishis are Akumis, Kumo Shetiku, Asofer, Nishmi, Piish. Vizoya Betaginu, Beninyonon, Yesh Oish, Yesh Ola, Otag, Yesh Oish, Ola, Shiva. So, Akoponim, there were Oishis, Gdolos, and Ketanos, so that he says Vizoya, but he doesn't mention which ones they are. So the Brisker Rav says that the Vav Devai Zosra is also a Meseris. It's like the Meseris that we have by Sefer Torah. Kumei ken aseres b'nei homon, kachi torosem b'meseris. V'kimon shekeis v'olei lo Rambam, d'kol yosoid zeh ne'emar, rakim bolakos v'olam gila b'turas kisvei HaKodesh, and dini, kisvei HaKodesh, we have Meseris how to write it. Shiyosoid din ksiv ezu, ma shenichtovo b'ruach HaKodesh, b'nevu alei dayan shekines sagdoi, so we have Meseris. But the din ksivas megila, that it's a ksiv achrita, just kedei to be yoytze, and it's not totally b'ma shenichtevo b'ruach HaKodesh, it's tam megila. So just like Shmuel, that he says le'nit no b'ruach HaKodesh, and still you write a megila, memele over there, so it's not nogea to have these meseres of Vav Devais also. Memele, the Rambam doesn't mention it, because the Yochas Megila is just talking about Yochas Megila without a meseres. וגם בלאו הכי יש למה, וסביר לי לרמם דלו שייכי דיני צורס שירוס וצורס שירוס, only if it's a ksiva of kisvei HaKodesh. Because that's a din in kisvei HaKodesh. But din ksivas megillah, we don't find that there's special dinim, just dinim that we learn out ksiva ksiva. Venice, that's a little bit shver, because ksiva ksiva is in general like a dyoi and sefer and such things, but Lagabi, which oath is to write? That's the Megillah itself. It could be that when they wrote the Megillah, they wrote a Vav Rabosi, and they wrote a Aseres B'nei Homon. That was part of the Takona. It's not so muchach that that's how it has to be. Then the Brisker Rav at the end says, V'yosod l'dvorayele, found in Azoruah. The Azoruah says, he brings them a service of all the parshiyos in the Megillah. Ezem em psucha, ezem em stuma. Some are stuma, some are psucha. That's the Azorua. And at the end of that piece, in the end of that simen, he writes, be parshiyos lo shamatim psuchas im stuma, so mistabra la so yisar stumas kein tfilin u mezuzos. So Brisker Rav says, Tastira, before he said there's some psuchas, and then he says everything is stumas like tfilin u mezuzos. So he says, because in the beginning he's talking about the Kisvei HaKodesh of Megillah. And Kisvei HaKodesh Megillah is some psuchas, some stumas, just like in the Sefer Torah, it could be some psuchas, some stumas. But when he's talking about a Megillah, to be Yoitze, so that's a Ksiva Nifredes. It doesn't have to do with Kisvei HaKodesh, like Tefillin and Mezuzah, it's a separate writing. So Memela over there, there'll be stuma. But I looked in the Azorua itself. And the Azorua inside, the Azorua brings it from two different Rishonim. The beginning, when he says, Samar Psuchas, Samar Stumas, Samar Rabbeinu Shimon, it's somebody else. And the end, when he says that Mistabar Lasoisa Stumas, a different Rishon, it's two separate people. You can't do Mechaber them both together and bring a Raya that there's two Dinim of Megillah. It's separate people. I once went into Reb Meir, the son of the Brisker Rav, and I asked him this, and he said, it's a Tzarechiv, Taki has to be mine. He looked in the Ravio inside, which is the same like the Azorua, and he said it's a tzorich yun. Then there's a bira gro, the Briskov brings it in a subraim. Why do we have all the parshas tumas? The gro says, Mishum denikres igeres. So the Briskov says, Eno muvan, mainyan igeres lepsuchas tumas. But he says, maybe the kavana is because nikres igeres, it's a ksiva bifnei atzmo. It's not part of the kisvei HaKodesh, it's a igeres. So memele, by that, mistabra that it should be parshas tumas. But it could be, maybe, we would say like this, just like the Morgan of Rome says, in Simon Tofer Tzadik Sivkot Miyud Zayin, that you shouldn't be mafsik in the Megillah too much, it should only be Kedei Neshima, it should be Retzef, straight Megillah from beginning to end without afsekim. Why? Because Tzorich Likroi Sarki Igeres, when you read a letter, you read the whole thing biyachad. You don't make afsekim in the middle of reading a geres. It should look like you're reading a letter, a geres that somebody sends to you. So memele, it could be, that's why he read it stuma. Psucho is like more open, more of a hefsek of a inyan. A stuma, like Rashi says in the beginning of Aikro Yocho, that for each time there's a, or read the Rashi inside, Rashi says, Aikro Moshe, b'chol divos v'chol amiros v'chol tzivuim, Kodma kriya loshen chiba. And he says, Vayikol Moshe, Yochol af lafsokus oiso kriya, Tom gomma vayidaber, Lidibur oiso kriya vloy lafsokus. Mayu afsokus mishamshes, Litin revach lo Moshe lisboinen ven parsha la parsha. So there you see that there's afsokus lisboinen, and there's a kriya of a new inyan. It could be deme bedeme. It could be that a parsha psucha. It's even in a new line. A parsha psucha is more of a hefsek inyan. Since it has to be like a yigeres, so we write parshas tumois that it shows that it's a retzef. It's just like a new inyan, a new paragraph, but it has to be written like a yigeres. Read like a yigeres the way it's written, that it should be a retzef of a inyan. In fact, there's a mesoris, a different mesoris than what we have. It's called Aram Tzova. Someone writes Aram Tzova. It's called Ben Asher. Some write it like that. In Nevim and Ksuvim, there's a difference in the mesoris, how to write certain words and how to write certain parshas. In Shir Hashirim, there's different parshas in Aram Tzova and in Ben Asher. The Rambam brings down Ben Asher. The Shaila is if it's the same Ben Asher that they brought from Aram Tzova. In Megillas Esther, in Aram Tzova, there's also Parshas Psuchos. So if somebody wants to be Somech on Ben Asher to write like that, the other Mesoris, and he should know that in Megillas Esther, for sure, nobody's going to do like the Ben Asher, like Aram Tzova, because the Ramot Paskins Mefurish, that you should write Kol Parshas Estumos. So nobody's going to write like Ben Asher nowadays that we have the Psak of the Ramot. So Memele brings a Shaila on being Sermich on that Mesoris and other things also. Nowadays there are people who write many things like Ben Asher, different Megillas like Koheles or Shir Hashirim. On Psuchas Psula, B'shuvas Maramim, the Mishmur says, Mefak Pekazem, Lachen Yoli, Diyesh Lismu Yicholov, B'shas Atchak, it could be so mechonim. The Machaber says, Tzorich Likvois Akula Mitech HaKsar, Vimkor Alpe Lo Yotza, V'tzorich Shtei Ksuva Kula Lefonov Lechatchila, Avol B'dieve D'mishmi Tasefer Bemtza Estevis, Afilo Atchetzio Mekor Makori Alpe Yotza. אבל למי שמתחילותו יסויפה אפילו מיותו לא יוצא ואפילו באמצעו דווקא דולי שמית עניין שולם. The Mishnah Berurah says if you read all Megillah Baal Peh or Rubos or not יוצא בקור מקסוסוס כשרו בדיאבן. And even if the surfer was משמית some tables, so you're also יוצא, as long as it's not the beginning or the end or עניין שולם. And the חצי is a סופק if you're יוצא or not. So Briskalov would say that wouldn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, maybe, that only have Megillah for a Kriya. But we have to be Mayim in the many kashas that we asked about that. In Dibur HaGadah, I would say, since we were talking about the Megillah that has Nikrei Sefer and Nikrei Sigeres, so we learn out different things from the fact that it's called a Sefer, a Sefer Bat Yoy, and we learn out different things that it's called a Geres, and we mentioned some things before. So we would say that the whole Megillah, the Nes, started out with the Sotan that was Merakid Beinem. He was Gorim that they should be Nenem Yisudas Achashverosh, and he brought the Kleh Amikdash, and Sotan was Merakid Beinem, and Vashti was killed. The whole Inyan was Misgalgel Al Yedei the Samach Mem, which is Samach Mem and Aleph Lamed. And he won't have a takona loilam. He has a kilku loilam, and Megillas Esther is kayam loilam loilme olamim, like we read from the Rambam before. So I would say that it's zelu mazeh. The Samach Mem, the Rosh Tevis, we have Megillah is a sefer and a igeres. It's Megillah. Wait, Samach Mem is sefer, Megillah, igeres, and it's loilam. So Memele, that's a Zelu Mazeh of the Esther itself. Also, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Mezuzah Chayv Vodem Lezeh B'Mezuzah Mekne Sheikhovas HaKol Tomid Kol Zman Sheikhonez V'Yitze Yivga B'Yichud Hashem Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yitzko Avosu V'Yeyo Mishnoso V'Shgiyoso Bavli Hazman V'Yeda שאין דבר עומד לא אלום לא מאלומים אלא ידיע סצור אלום יד וחזר לדעתו והולך בדרכי משום יסיד המזוזה זאת מזכר יהיו מציאוס השם אומרו חכומים הראשונים כל מי שיש לו תפילין בראש ובזרוי וציציס בביגדו מזוזה בפיסחוי מוחזקו שלו יחתו שאין יש לו מזכירים רבים That means the mezuzah and the tefillin is maskil the mitzius Hashem, which is kayim lo'olam. That zikoron, the emes, is kayim lo'olam. The mechaber says in Yochus and Pesukim Bezimra that mizmor le'toda, we say toda, mizmor le'toda is kayim lo'olam lo'olam me'olamin. It has nitzchius. And we saw in the Rambam that Esther has nitzchius. So Mimela we have Esther and mezuzah and toda, which is kayim lo'olam. Rashi Tevis is emes. Emes Hashem is lo'olam.